The Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jonze and the City Slickers, and Dorothy Shay, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Jules Weaver as Professor Teetlebaum, and our special guest for tonight, Jack Smith. And now, Spike Jonze and the City Slickers, whose music has been compared to the pipes of Pan, are ready to pick up their pipes and pans and beat out the tune after you've gone.
Thank you, music lovers. This is Spike Jonze bidding you welcome to the Spotlight Review from New York. A few days ago, we were in Washington, where we had the honor of appearing before the President at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. After the show, the President compared our knowledge of music to that of Deems Taylor. He said, "I deem it advisable that you all become Taylors."
Mr. Jonze, you're a big man in Washington. Please ask them to put a stop to us.
Put a stop to what?
The automobile manufacturers. The papers say that they will produce 1 million new cars this year.
Well, what are you nervous about? Are you a used car dealer?
No, I'm a pedestrian.
Oh, why was I born?
Mr. Jonze, there are some things even science can't answer.
It's no use. However, I'm happy to introduce the young lady you've been waiting for, the Park Avenue Hillbilly Dorothy Shay.
Good evening, everybody. Hey, Spike, I've been dying to hear all about your appearance at the press club dinner in Washington.
Oh, it was swell, Dorothy. Everything was wonderful. The only thing that bothered me was being dressed formal. I hope I never have to wear those high, stiff collars again.
Why not?
Well, every time I hiccup, my head disappears. The Slickers didn't like them either, you know.
I hope the Slickers behaved themselves in front of the President.
Oh, yes, they promised they would before we went out on the stage.
And did the Slickers play ball?
Yes, but I wish they'd played music. Anyhow, the press correspondents were all swell guys. After the show, they sent a big bouquet of flowers to my dressing room. Luckily, I was out when the explosion occurred.
That's all right, Spike. You should be very proud, especially after having your picture taken with Margaret Truman.
I am, Dorothy. She's a charming, gracious young lady and a fine artist. She was our surprise guest artist, and boy, was I thrilled.
Well, I can't blame you. It was a real responsibility, but you certainly handled it well. But let me tell you about another guy who had to learn about another kind of responsibility. You all must know little Johnny Doe, the carefree guy who said he wouldn't wear. Well, a cutie came along, and it didn't take her long to make him forget what he'd say. He swore by stars above he'd never fall in love, but oh, what a wedding there'll be. He didn't watch his step, and now he must accept the responsibility. He met a pretty girl who set his heart awhirl, and now all her folks want to see the future son-in-law who'll soon be heading for the responsibility. Instead of the corner cool room, where he knew quite a thing or two. The kitchen will be his room, and he'll learn things he never knew. He doesn't know it yet, the half of what he'll get, the start with the minister's fee. They'll live like turtle dogs if he's the type that loves responsibility. The days when he didn't have elbows, well, his honey stars are gone for good. If you want to bend an elbow, well, you can go bend it, chopping wood. He never will forget, I hope he won't regret, that drove out a beautiful scene. She spied a handsome lock, which led to, you know what, responsibility. Responsibility.
Journey with the city slickers to the beautiful Hawaiian island. Tropical Polynesian paradise in the far off Pacific. Picturesque Hawaii, where the principal industry is growing grass for hula skirts, it's fun to sit around and watch the natives rotating their crops. As the sun goes away from the shore and the boat sinks slowly in the west, we find ourselves on the island of Lulu. So backwards. Oi, oi. We hear the natives softly chant.
Thank you.
that was swell. Hawaiian music does something to me.
Me too, Dorothy. It gives me that feeling of Tahua Hawaii, Pali Luau, and Aloha Nui.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it lends a little class to the show. Right here to lend some more class to the show is a popular recording artist and radio star, Jack Smith.
Well, thank you, folks. Hi, Spike. Hello, Dorothy. You know, I've really looked forward to a return engagement with you in the Spotlight Review. You're two of my top favorites.
Really, Jack?
That's right, Dorothy. I think your voice is like honey, your southern accent's as smooth as maple syrup, and they go together like peaches and cream.
This sounds like breakfast with Brennan.
And as for you, Spike, well, I think you're one of the finest musicians in the country.
Oh, Jack, you're just saying that now.
No, I'm not.
Well, somebody just said it.
Look, Spike, how about the three of us going to see a good show tomorrow night? A show that's got beautiful girls.
That's right up my alley.
A handsome leading man.
That's right up my alley.
And the tickets are only $10 a piece.
Stand up in the other alley. Jack, I know you dreamed of something special for us tonight.
Well, Spike, with St. Patrick's Day coming up, I thought it would be a good idea to offer an advance salute with Shawnee O'Shea.
Faith, and I'm agreeing with you. Jack Smith with the Clark Sisters and Shawnee O'Shea.
Who do they say has the way with the lady? Who do they plan as the man of the day? Who in his wink has the twinkle of Haiti? Shawnee, oh, Shawnee, oh, Shawnee O'Shea. If he grows under beyond city limits, and he makes love to shove him away, if he goes home till the moon gets dim, it's Shawnee, oh, Shawnee, oh, Shawnee O'Shea.
Children's eyes, angels' eyes, ladies' eyes, sisters' eyes,
Shawnee O'Shea.
And though he's quite a roué, they go for Shawnee O'Shea. Young and gay, old and gray, they all pray he will take quite a man.
In the city he's supposed to be, he makes the most of it, cause O'Shea likes to play to the grandstand. Everywhere he's fair as the follow, looking his way turns the name to a yay, making each heart want to start him to follow. Shawnee, oh, Shawnee, oh, Shawnee O'Shea. In his blue suit, who's as cute as the villain? Irish eyes dancing and prancing again. Makes your heart work, has your blood fresh to quicken. Shawnee, oh, Shawnee, oh, Shawnee O'Shea. Who's got hair that's a cheerfully raving? Caps a punk just like a ship in a spray. Trousers so tight, you look right from the Navy. Shawnee, oh, Shawnee, oh, Shawnee O'Shea. Betsy Bean, Daisy Green, Greta Gleam, Sally Spree, the Shawnee O'Shea.
They all are carried away by Mr. Shawnee O'Shea. He annoys all the boys, he destroys all the joys,
but who can they sue? If they gave Kavanaugh to bring the shot of no king,
would it kill all the thrill of his voodoo?
Why, each lad feels bad when the fun's on. What's the gateway in the shade gonna say? Who would each way like to bring all his guns on?
Johnny, oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, oh, yeah.
That was a royal salute, Jack. Jack Smith will be on again in a few minutes. Right now, here's Joe King.
Have a Coke, says a friend, when you meet on the street. Ice cold Coca-Cola, says the vendor, as you sit in the grandstand. Both mean the same thing, as you know. Both are the registered trademarks of the Coca-Cola Company. Ask for either Coke or Coca-Cola, and you get quick refreshment. Buy a case or a carton, and you're ready to offer easy, welcome hospitality.
Long about now, it's time to introduce
Five Members. We buy all your records, 946 to be exact. And we thank you really strong. We listen to all your broadcasts. My name is Georgie.
Hello. Georgie. What jargon are you now tonight?
I have devised a poem which I was most anxious to denunciate.
Sounds like it might be revolting. Carry on, old boy.
Mercy, both cups. To Spike Jones, there is one wish I would like to utter. I wish you weren't my uncle, my mother's brother. Even though mother has got one brother, she won't mind having another. So if you'll be my uncle, my heart would flutter to think that you were my mother's brother's other brother.
Very far it makes me shudder, brother. Now Dorothy Shays back in the spotlight with Love Is So Terrific.
Love is so terrific, such a funny feeling, makes you want to cuddle and play. Makes you sentimental, makes you kind of jealous, cause it's sexy. Love is so prolific, sends your heart a reeling, makes you want to giggle and sing. Makes you sigh and wonder, it's just like thunder, so it's sexy. Life rearranges, sudden changes, everything strange as it can be. Memory gets hazy, then you go crazy. Wow, look what it's done to me. Oh, love is so terrific, such a busy feeling, makes you hear the wedding bells ring. Melts away your color, makes you wanna holler. Life rearranges, suddenly changes, everything stranger did to me. Then you go crazy. Oh, wow. Look what it's done to me. Oh, love is so terrific. Such a busy feeling. Makes you hold the world on a string. Gets you so, so lumpy. Love can make you jumpy. Ouch. I said, ouch.
You convinced me, Dorothy. Come to know a young man who spent many years here in the naked city trying to make a bare living. Did he give up? No. Just as poverty reared its ugly head, he reared his ugly head. And what a quick decision. Here he is, Judith Weaver's Professor Teetlebaum.
Thank you. Thank you. For my song tonight, I have selected a very tender ballad entitled Shorty Boy. I believe I'm in voice. Unequal vocally and voice, music might show you please, any clip, Shorty Boy.
Climb up on my knees, sonny boy. Two will get you three, sonny boy.
Pretty good odds, you know.
Though you're only three, sonny boy, you've no way of knowing.
You're pretty dumb, you know.
There's no way of showing.
It's sort of a waste of time, isn't it?
How mean you are to me, what you mean to me, sonny boy. When there are gay drives, the greatest guys, I don't mind the gay stripes. No, great guys, you break them, you running toys. You make me blue, boy, son. Apple bun, honey bun.
Bun, that sounds like bread.
Bread, bread, type the actor, so the curtain came down with a roll. You make a blue, sunny boy. When friends forsake me.
Friends!
Let them all forsake me. I still have you, and I'm stuck with you. You're sent from heaven, special delivery airmail, correct, that's fair. And I know your worth. In fact, you're about the worst thing I ever saw. You've made a heaven for me right here on earth, your father's mustache. Wonderful Jolson is second, and it looks like mother-in-law is moving in again. I love you so, sunny boy.
Glorious, Professor. Now Jack Smith and the Clark sisters, Dorothy Shea and the Quakers, pay the respect to New York and the Great White Way with Broadway Rhythm, 42nd Street, and give my regards to Broadway.
Broadway Rhythm, it's got me, everybody down. Broadway Rhythm, it's got me, everybody down. Out on the gay white way, in East Mary Cafe, orchestra's play, taking your breath away. With that Broadway rhythm, it's got me, everybody sing, and dance.
That Broadway rhythm.
When I hear that happy beat, feel my dancing down the street.
That Broadway rhythm, riding, beating the rhythm.
Gotta dance,
gotta dance.
Broadway rhythm, it got me. Everybody sing.
On the avenue, I'm taking a trip, thought it second street. Here's a beat of dancing feet. It's the song I love, the melody of, thought it second street. Little Nipsey from the 50s, innocent and sweet. They all get the beat. They're side by side. They're going fast. Where the underworld can meet the elite. Not it. A body. God is. Father. For his second seat.
Thank you.
Speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. Now here's Spike and Dorothy.
Thank you very much, New York, for making our stay here a wonderful experience. I hope you'll invite us back again, right, Dorothy?
You took the words right out of my mouth. Hey, Spike, what time is our train leave for Washington?
Well, it's very simple. I got a timetable right here. Let's see, train for Washington. It says see Schedule D.
All right, see Schedule D.
Okay. Schedule D, says see Figure 5.
Yeah, let's see Figure 5.
Figure 5 says see Footnote B. And what do you think Footnote B says?
What does it say?
If you've read this far, you've already missed the train. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Next Friday's Spotlight Review with the Milkhurst Trio as guests and your favorite numbers from Spike and Dorothy. Hear the pause that refreshes on the air next Sunday on the same CBS station. Spike Jones and the City Slickers begin a 2-week engagement at the National Theater in Washington this Sunday. Dorothy Shea will appear as guest on the Jack Smith Show on CBS next Thursday. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.